وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims under an Islamic state or Islamic government, assuming that they do apply the Islamic laws, because we have many countries who assume that they are Muslims, but they never apply. We said previously that Islam offers non-Muslims their protection and their rights. One of the rights that we mentioned before is that they are dignified as human beings, regardless of their color or race. The second right that Islam provides for non-Muslims is their right to believe in whatever they want to believe in. If you look at the text, and the Islamic text, be it the Quran or be it the Hadith, the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see that there is nowhere where Islam has forced people, or at least those who are opposite to Islam, to become Muslims. But he gave them their complete freedom to remain on their faith. And they never forced people to revert or convert to Islam. And this is what makes Islam such a great religion. And you can see that even through the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Even Allah, He Himself says. So if we read chapter Yunus, verse 99, Allah, He Himself says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, if your Lord wanted to, if He wished to, if He felt like it, I mean, use the term that suits you. لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلَّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. Everyone on earth would have believed in God if Allah wanted. He can make them all believe. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكْرَهُ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Should you be the one who forced people to become Muslims? Now, when we see this, when people says, oh, you know, Islam forces people to enter, to become Muslims by the sword, that's nonsense. That goes against Islam itself. It goes through against the teachings of Islam. Islam never forced people. Allah says in the Quran clearly in this verse, if Allah wanted them to become Muslims, He would have done it Himself. He would have, I don't know, flipped His magic, kun fayakun, beat and shall, and they will all become Muslims. But He says, no, you need to give them their freedom to believe in whatever they believe in. That's the idea of free will, and that's the idea of, you know, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will judge each person based on their own choices, not a forced upon them. And when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, He says to him, you are not the one to force people to become Muslims or to become mu'mineen. It's their choice. They don't want to be. Tough luck. They are the one who lose, not you. So Islam did not force people to become Muslims. He rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, if you look at his seerah, as his way of life, how he dealt with people, he used to give people the choice to come to to become Muslims or not. And the famous quote from the Prophet, Islam taslam, you submit and you will be saved. Saved not from the Muslims, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet's job is to warn people. He is to guide people. He's not there to force them to become Muslims. So all those claims that Islam forced people to become Muslim by the sword is nonsensical. It's from ignorant people, because Islam preserved their right to freedom of faith. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So before the break, we were saying that Islam never forced people to submit to an Islamic state. Now a question might come along. They say, well, if we look at the history of Islam, we see what you guys refer to as al-futuhat, the openings, where you guys invaded the world all the way to Spain and all the way to China and expanded the Islamic empire. And basically, once you go to a country or a village or what have you, obviously you make them submit to Islam. We say simply the answer to this is that all of these things are done under the name of Islam. They are not justified by Islam. During the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he never ventured or went on a divide and conquer mission. Even the people of Mecca, he did not want to fight them. He made a truce with them. And the people of Mecca, they broke that truce with him. And he went to Mecca and he went peacefully without weapons, entered Mecca. All the Muslim wars, I should say, during the life of the Prophet were defensive. None of them was offensive. Now, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, those who came into power, they were driven by greed. They were driven by their own selfish motives, not Islamic motives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never wanted people to go and force other people to become Muslims. There is nowhere in Islam, there is nowhere in the Quran or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam where he says, take your armies and march to countries and conquer them and make them become Muslims. None, that did not happen. So all these wars that happened under the name of Islam, it was not an Islamic teaching. Rather, I mean, all these countries who were conquered under the name of Islam, later on they were taken by the Crusaders and by what have you, by their own nations. And actually that brought defame and made Islam look bad in the eyes of others. So you can say in short that those who ventured on these missions to conquer land under the name of Islam, they done the Islamic faith more harm than good. Because the Islam was going beautifully and spreading nicely under the time or during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, because it was based on respecting others' faith and giving them the freedom to choose. And then those who decided to live under an Islamic state, once they promise and they make treaties with the Muslims, that their faith is preserved, their families are preserved, their dignity is preserved, then Islam calls them Ahlul Dhimma, they're the people under the protection of Islam. And therefore, they will have their rights as much as any Muslim around them. And they are safe and protected. And you can see the examples of that during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, where in Medina, he had a lot of Jews who were living there, a lot of Christians who were living there. We don't see the Prophet forcing them to become Muslims. He said, if you guys will live in peace with us, you don't harm us, we shall not harm you. We shall protect you. You're protected under an Islamic state. And that's exactly what Islam did. So now when we look at our times, when we look at other faith, the way they look at Islam is different. In many countries who were dominant by their own religions, they would not accept any other religion. For example, if you look at Judaism, they do not accept any other religion except theirs. And if you want to go to a country where the majority are Jews, which there isn't, so we have the state of Israel, who occupy the lands of the Palestinians, they claim to be Jews, and they hate Muslims. They're killing Muslims. Compare that with the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله